Okay.
Okay, so on the third line.
Bar.
Yeah, I remember.
Page two.
All right. Okay. Igalgal milsa, so the case moved on. Omoto lekame de Rebbe Ami. So Rebbe Ami, the case came before Rebbe Ami's desk. Okay. Amr lehu, so he said to them, Gidolu mizu amru. You know, want to know something? It's even better than this. Shamalem ka'aris. Right? What do we say? That do we treat the person like a sharecropper? So hasa the dele avinale drua. So hasa the dele avinale. In other words, basically, why isn't, if anything, he should be entitled? This is Rav Ami saying the flip side. You better than what you're saying is that this is just different because he doesn't know about the younger brother. This should be like a case of the sharecropper scenario where the rule is that any expenditure. He's not. He's entitled to reimbursement for all of his expenditures, like a sharecropper. So you're not going to give him what is his own. So I drew a halakamei to Rav Chisda. So came back to Rav Chisda's desk. Amelu midam. It's not the same thing. Hasam birshus nachis. Over there, we put the guy. We permit with permission. The relative of the the relative had permission to take the property. After all, this person had no business taking it. Mari Bar Yisak shouldn't have taken the property if he had a younger brother. He had no rights to it.
What does the Bershus Nachas expression mean?
Bershus means with permission, Nachas, he went to the property. Mm-hmm. Meaning Besdin authorized him taking over the property. Over here, Mari Bar Yisak had no rights to take over the estate of his father because there was a brother that existed.
Nachas means he entered.
Entered the property.
Oh, it's not Nachas.
Nachas is to enter
it's
in
like
this country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Acha Labrish is Nachas. The old Katanu. And this kid's a Katan. They married in Karvanix a Katan. And the regular rule is you don't bring a Karv to take over for the Katan. Anyway, Adrul Kamid Rabami. And they took it back to Rabami. Amr Lahu, Loi Samua, Kamid Katan. Oh, that changes everything. This younger brother is a Katan. That's a whole different story. He had no rights to take over the property in the first place. And that changes his horse of a different color. In that case, indeed, he's not entitled to anything for his expenditures. After all, he had no business taking over the property in the first place. Anyway, but the law didn't work in Mari Bar Yisak's favor, and that's what the bottom line is.
He knew that he had a similar brother.
Yes, of course he knew.
That's he pretended
that
not to know. Yeah,
he knew.
So if he knew he had a small brother, so I
had no rights. There you go.
Yes.
All right.
So what was the conclusion? They gave the younger brother his share.
His share, even
but
in the improvement.
Not everything
is in the improvement. Yes.
It seems like we just said that
he was a cotton. If he was a cotton,
so no the idea that he is not this second Abaya ruling that he is Aros.
No, we took that away. Rav Ami,
so
you said
that
he's like a sharecropper.
He didn't stand.
That's true. Except for the factor that this guy was a child at the time and he had no right to take the property. That was the mistake. That was what he didn't realize. He says, that information was not provided to me. So it would have been the correct law if it was an adult. But it wasn't an adult that he didn't know about. But it wasn't an adult that he didn't know about. It was a child that he knew about. It's a big difference. Okay. And a child, you can't have a relative take over the estate when there's a child inheritor there.
So Isaac by Mari was a brother, and he was not allowed to take care of the property to begin with. Should have
exactly.
Been someone else
and
to
that was the problem.
Care.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Brings us to the new Mishnah. Hamafket Ber says, Chaber, we actually mentioned this before. The standard loss that's expected. So, somebody gives produce to a friend to watch. When returning it, you take off the natural loss that's normal. Okay? Lechitim ulaoris, if it's wheat or rice, tisha chatzoi kavin lekor. It's 9 half kav for every kor. Okay? So, if it's 2 kor, it's 18 half kav. Okay, if it's or 9 full kav, okay? Lisorin uladochin, if it's barley and millet, tisha kav and lakor, then it's double that. There's a greater lossage, okay? Lekusmin for spelt, ulazer pishtan, or flax. Flax seeds, shalish sahim lakor, 3 sa for a kor, which is even bigger loss. Okay. Hakol lefi amida, v'hakol lefi hazman. Everything goes by the measure, how many kor, and also the time, meaning when you left it each year. So in other words, that's the standard loss on a yearly basis. So that's basically what we're talking about. Amr Rav Yechem ben Uri, comes along Rav Yechem ben Uri, which is amazing svarav. And now, v'chi ma ichbis lehen l'achbarin. Why did the rats care how much is there? They eat whatever their fill is, regardless with how much food it is. They're not like, it's like, well, if there's 10 kor, I might as well eat a little more. It's only 1 kor, okay, let's be careful, we'll hold back. That's not how they work. They eat what they eat. So if they're eating out of 1 kor, it's exactly the same that they're eating out of 2, or 3, or 4, or 5. That's the logic. That's Rabbi Yechem ben Uri's svara. Beautiful logic here. Yeah.
But there was a situation when some of the Gadolim in the Gemara mentioned where the Agbarim were eating from his field. He came to the judgment and they told him, most likely you didn't like stole somebody. So Agbarim is claiming back what you steal. So he collected every of his whatever working for him and say, whoever owned it, speak up your mind. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he did it, the Agbarim left.
Interesting. But okay, but there's a standard that everybody suffers from the mice and they
from
eat
average,
what they
average
eat.
Agbarim.
There's an average, right?
So average average.
That's above average. That's unusual. Anyway, so that's what he says. So, Ella, any yotzulukhesronis, Ella lukorechad. All loss is for 1 kor, and that's the standard. And if there's more, there's still the same loss, and that's it. So, Rabbi Yehuda
Omer. It's not exactly the same way. If there's more food, there's more mice, because they can multiply more. And in times of famine, you can lose the mice, because they're not eating so much. So, okay, weiter.
Yeah, but a kor is way more than the mouse can eat anyway. So, that's the difference. Okay, it only said it by a kor. It didn't say it by, when there's a kor, there's plenty for as much as the mice.
They'll survive.
They'll survive, right. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ha'isam midam ruba. If it's a significant amount of a grain, so ain't a motzel chesronos at all. You don't take any lossage. Why? Or accept any mepnei masiros, because it actually goes up in amount, and we'll say why in the Gemara. So first off, ayres tuvachasar. What are you talking about? The rice that's only that amount, which is 9 half kav for a kor. There's a lot more loss than that. That's what Gemara is asking. So Amarabba by Rav Chana. We're talking about peeled rice, and apparently that's the difference. Okay, number one. Next, lekusmer lezer pishtan gimel san lekor. More. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Chia, zer pishtan bigiv only shana. When we talk about flax seeds, we're talking about flax seeds that's in their they dried in their in their chaff, whatever, and the wind blows them away, and that's why there's such a big loss, okay? Ashanu. And that's why the loss is so much greater. But if it was cleaned flax, so then that flax seed doesn't suffer that much of a loss. Tanya Namayachi, Lukusman, Lizar Pishtan, Begiv Olin, Olaora Shayna Kalof, Shlosha Son Lakor. So there you go, that clarifies both points. That in fact, if it makes a difference, if it has the chaff on or doesn't, it changes the amount. It's more if it's there. Okay. Hakol lefi amida, we may say it's all dependent on how much. So Tana kein l'chol kor v'kor, kein l'chol shana v'shana. That's the rate per kor, per year. Okay. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, what are you talking about? The mice don't pay attention to how much there is. Okay, they only eat whatever they eat. So Tanya when the price Amr Lal Rabbi Yochanan Harbe Uft Altos Mehen Harbe Mispazros Mehen. In other words, you're just focused on only the mice. There's other things that make the loss, and there's other things that it gets spread out and gets, you know, like the more things they're there, the more things that can happen.
Mispazros is a loss.
Spreads out.
Spreads out.
Like a his bazer, like the wind carries it away, whatever. Tana, we learned the medvar mum shi irvan im perusav. Now, first of all, it's very important to understand the whole question, so you understand. What do you mean? The guy gave you a pekadon to watch, and then he comes to reclaim it. So you give back exactly what it is. What's the question? It's like, how much loss to take off? What do you mean? Whatever loss there is in this thing that he gave you, that's what you're giving back. This is what he gave you. It's in a container. You give back in the same container. What's going on over here? That's the first question.
Chipazon is the same word or not?
Which?
Chipazon is...
No, different word.
What's chipazon?
Chipazon is freedom.
No.
It's like haste. Haste.
Haste, yeah.
Haste. Not the same word. Ispazer is different word.
Man. Okay,
doesn't mean. Okay. B'med v'mor irvan in perosav. We're talking about over here that he said, give me some, can you hold watch this for me? So he just mixed it in with his stuff. So basically, that's what the deal is. Aval yichad lo karen zavis, but if you put it in a special corner, amar la, reisha kol v'necha, he just says, there it is, take it. That's what you gave me, that's what you take back. Now, v'chiyevim perosav, so what if you mix it with your own, with his own stuff? So in other words, he has his own silo filled with flax, and he just says, look, can you watch this amount of flax? So he measured that, how much it is, and he put it in his thing. So now, when he's giving back, he's got to take into account the loss because it's not the same. He's not getting back exactly the same ones. So my have a, so what if it's mixed with his fruit? Why doesn't he see how much of his is, and then he knows how much is the other guy's? The answer is b'mistabek mehem. He was helping himself as he was going. He knew he had enough, and he just was using it. You know, as he needed some wheat or flax or barley for his chant, whatever it was, he was taking as he was using it. So v'lechzi kamistapik, why don't you see how much he took? Delo yadi kamistapik, he just wasn't paying attention to that. He just knew how much the guy gave him and how much he's giving back. That's why it's a different story. Okay. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's a midim ruba, you don't take any chesronos. What does that mean? Okay, now what does that mean? Kama midim ruba. First of all, let's define. What does it mean, midim ruba? What does it mean, a large amount? So Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asura Kurin. Once you hit the 10 core mark, it's as if there's no loss at all. Okay, Tanya Nami Achi Kama Midim Ruba Asura Kurin 10 core. Tani Tan Kamidur of Nachum Bedvar Murim. Why is it that there's no loss? Bedvar Murim. When is that true? Shemadol Mitoch Korno. He measured from the Korin, the silo. The Exul Mitoch Korno, and he returned him from the silo. Okay. That's when this case is. Rashi, actually, one second. I want to clarify this because I thought that the... okay. All right. In the Mishnah, I want to explain. Rashi explains... I should explain it before because Rashi... okay, you know what? The Gemara will get to it. Why is it the Chesronos don't come off?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll save it for the Gemara. Rashi says the Gemara deals, so we'll save it for the Gemara. Anyway, ve'ex lomitol korno, avol madu lomitol korno, if the measurement was in the Koran, ve'ex lomitol peso, but when he returned it, it was from the house, any otzel chesronos, then he doesn't take any chesronos at all. Nothing to do with the size 10. So, mepnei shemasiris, because that actually increases in amount. So he said to him, what are you talking about? V'chi v'shuftini ha'eskina? Are we talking about a fool over here? Diavi bekaila rabba. When he gave it to him, he was measuring in a big container. Veshakli bekaila zuta. And when he's collecting back, he's collecting in the small one.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't, what you just wrote, this doesn't make sense. Why would they? Because they measure from the house. The house measures a different measure than the measure in the field. The scoop is a different size. So the Gemara says, "Dilma be mosa gorin kamrin." Maybe you mean days, and that's what you're talking about kamrin. In the season of the gorin, exel be mosa gorin, and it was returned in the mosa gorin. Avol madlo be mosa gorin, exel be mosa gshamim. When it's in the rainy season, in yotzel chsarin, there is no chsarin. Bemnesha mosiris, because they increase in size. Basically, what's going on is this simple science over here. In the dry end of the before. Basically, at the end of the summer, the harvest time, which is, so basically, the grain is dried out, and very
shrinks.
And then once it's by the heart of the rainy season, so then it expands because the humidity, and then it's bigger. So the same amount is more. So basically, that's the. So if you're giving him the same measure, you're actually giving him less wheat. That's how it works. That's the logic. So I'm really popular by imkain lifka kada. If that's true, so then how come the jugs aren't popping open, cracking? If you're telling me that it's, you know, you put in the grain, and you seal the jug. It's an earthenware jug, and then. It's the next season. You're telling me it's going to crack open? We don't see that cracking. So what happened? It was a story where it actually did crack. Okay? But the reason why it doesn't always crack is because all that happens is that it pushed in against each other. In other words, they are expanding, but now it's tighter inside the thing.
It closed the voids.
Exactly. Because when you throw in grain, there's a lot of holes in between, and it's not packed in. Now it's going to be more packed in. But the point is, when you're pouring out, it's still going to pick up more volume. That's by the bottom line.
The hair still have some moisture. Penetrates through
exactly. The That's what you're gonna have to say.
Otherwise,
it doesn't make much
it's not
sense.
Change.
Which just brings us to the next topic. Okay.
Puff,
moving on to the new Mishnah. Yotzi la'ish dos liyayin. You also take out a sixth for the wine. And Rabbi Yehuda Amir Chaimish, it's a fifth. Okay. In other words, if somebody gave you wine and it mixed with his other bottles of wine, so basically, you know. You gave me and gave me some wine and I put it in with the rest of my wine and now I'm going to give you back wine when you want it back. So there's a certain amount that gets absorbed into the jugs, and it absorbs a sixth. So yeah, I give you back a sixth less because it went into the jugs. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Chaimish, it's a fifth. Yeah, it's a leish leish lukin shemen lemea. So there's 3 lug of oil for every 100. Lug umechta shmarm, one and a half lug is sediment, and lug umechta bala, and a lug and a half that's absorbed in the walls. And that's why I give you back less than what you gave me, because actually that's the lossage that's normal. Okay? Imma yishem mezukak, but if the oil was already purified, meaning it was already filtered out the sediment, so then it's yolo. And yotzlo shmarm, I can't take out the sediments, because you didn't give me with sediments. If they're older jugs, so then also, you can take out the absorption, because the absorption is also already, full. The walls of the are already absorbed with the saturated, exactly. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, afa moicher shemen mizukak l'chaveroi, kol mesashana, even if you're selling purified oil all year long, there's still a certain amount that's for every 100, lug and a half of sediment. So we'll see what he's talking about. Okay, first of all, in the whether it's a sixth or a fifth, is no machlokas there. Mar Kasri, each one is talking about his town. Okay, what's the difference? Basri Demar, in the first person's town, that the lossage is only a sixth. Chafu Bekira, he uses wax. He lines the inside of his barrels with wax, and it doesn't absorb. But like Mayitz Tvei, there's very little absorption when it's a wax lining. Vasri Demar Chafu Bekufra, he uses pitch. Oh, Mayitz Tvei, and that the pitch is not perfect. It's not.
That's gonna ruin the produce. The pitch.
No, I don't. They know what they're doing. I don't know what to tell you.
No, the point is the different linings have different absorption.
Yeah. What's a peach?
Pitch is like tar.
The tar.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do it. Whatever it is, that's what they line it with. But point is, it still allows for some absorption.
Well,
she
did.
Unless you put like it dried out.
Look, I don't know. I've never tried it, but you know,
it's like a glazed Chinese.
Okay.
It's kashan amais.
Okay. Ibaisema or another pshat that there's no lining at all. We're not talking about a lining, But it is mishum gargishta. How might it fail? Well, how might it fail? Depends on the clay. The clay in one town is very holy. Okay, in other words, like it's bigger holes, absorbs a lot more. Sometimes it's a tighter clay and it absorbs less. That's the gargishta difference between the clays. Gargishta is the type of clay. Yes, exactly.
Or so it's a certain type of clay.
Yes, exactly. Or so
there,
in other words, they make
it. Different types of clay.
Yeah, right. So some clays are more absorbing, some clays
are
less absorbing.
Or some it doesn't absorb.
Right, there you go. So that's
the porcelain versus...
right, exactly. That's the part.
Okay.
Ba'asrei d'Rav Yehuda, Ramo Arbon Metam Nikuzi. Okay, so we have here an interesting math thing. So in the town of Rav Yehuda, Ramo Arbon Metam Nikuzi Bidana. A barrel holds 48 kuz, whatever, you don't need to know how big a kuz is, it's a liter, whatever, I don't know, the measure. Okay?
48 of a barrel.
Exactly. 48 of those fits the barrel, okay? Azultana bishisa zuzi. And basically, when you're buying a barrel at a time, you pay 6 zuz for the barrel, okay? So Paras reviewed the shisa bezuzas. Basically, what he would do is selling it off piecemeal. He would sell six kuz for a zuz. Okay, that's the deal. Okay, 6 kuz, it rhymes. Okay, 6 kuz for a zuz, and then you'll get your. That's how he sold it off in the retail. You following? Hey. He's buying it. He's not selling it at 8, he's selling it at 6.
Oh, that's how he makes 2.
Yeah, right, right. So, therefore, you're listening? So, you're following the math?
Yeah.
48 kuz is a whole barrel. Okay? That cost him 6 for the whole barrel. Okay? Then he sells it to people who are buying small amounts. For 6 measures, he sells it for 1 zuz.
But he has 8 measures.
Okay, what happened? But he has
so
many measures in there. So basically 36 he basically recouped his cost.
Right.
Plus Lutracer, then he has 12 left. That's right. Gonna be his profit.
Yeah.
So what, but he's not done yet. It's a bad business. He's not the best businessman. Wait a second. So there's absorption of 8. So basically 8 is a loss.
So it's only 4.
Then Pashul Arba, so you only got 4 kuz left. So the question is, Vamar Shmuel, that's bad business. You're not supposed to sell it like that. You're leaving money on the table. Ha mistaker, al yistaker yoyser al shtus. When you're selling... Rashi says very carefully, this is things that are needed, like things that are chay nefesh, like basic food staple. You're not allowed to profit more than a sixth, but you have to profit like around a sixth. That's the right number, okay? Of your cost to your cost to profit ratio is less than a sixth over here.
So I should raise the matzah prices. Oh.
Okay, so that's not a staple. What do you mean? That's okay. Yistaker al yistaker yoyser al shtus. Ika. So that's the kasha. How does this work out? And for the Gemara, ika gulfi v'shemarya. They have to realize because they throw in the barrel and the sediment. Okay, so you can make money on the sediment. You can make money on the barrel. It balances everything else. So Gemara says, "Yachi nafesh le'tvei mishtos." Then that's maybe even more than a sixth. Ika tirchei v'tmei parzenis. Yeah, but you're not including expenses because there's also the bother and also the cost of the spigot. The spigot cost. Okay.
Shtus here is a sixth, not the shtus.
Yeah, it's a tough, right?
Like
it's with not with a test. A test is silliness is with a test.
Stutz.
This is like shisa, sheish, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, so the bottom line is there's the that. So even though he makes money on the barrel and he makes money on the sediment, but there's also cost associated with the whole thing, and that's the difference. Okay.
It doesn't look like he's gonna make much money.
Well, it still doesn't. I don't know how much he makes on the barrel.
The volume, we make it back on the volume.
I don't know how much makes on barrel, right? Come on, we're going to talk
about it every time.
All right, let's move on. So the question is, if he's giving him a ready pre-filtered oil that doesn't have any sediment, then you don't have no right to take off for the sediment because there's no sediment. But what about the absorption? We're talking about where the containers are also
lined.
Right. Shanu. So Abaye Amar Afilu Tim Shlabim Supapin. They're already old, so they absorbed whatever they absorbed. They're not absorbing anymore. Even if you're selling purified oil all year long, is a deal of basically your there's a 1.5 shmarim for every 100 that he's accepting. So it's like even if it's separate. But basically, I could give you, I throw in the sediment separately, okay? But that's it, okay? Amar Abaye, Chishetim, Salam, Eladim, Rebuto, according to that, Mutar La'arv Shmarim, you're allowed to add the Shmarim in, okay? Mix it in. Eladim, Recham, Emasu, La'arv Shmarim, but according to Cham, you cannot. Eladim, Rebuto, Mutar La'arv Shmarim, is that true? Vayinu Taima, Tim Mekabal, that's why he accepts it. Amar Lay, Ibay, La'arv, Ve'ilach, if you want, I can mix it in. Mila Avi, I could do it. So Hashtanami Kabbal. So accept the fact that as if it's there and you're taking it without the sediment that you'd anyway cut off.
Talking about wine here?
What?
Wine sediments?
Oil. I think it's oil, right. Vilay Malay Arvis Lay have a Mizdabinli. Yeah, but you're right. But if you mix it in, I could also sell it. Hashtamai Avidle Luchude. Meaning if it's mixed in, then the sediment sells with the oil, okay? But if it's not mixed in, I can't sell this straight, just sediment.
Trader Joe would value this as unfiltered, unrefinated oil.
Right, then we charge more for unfiltered. That's just advertising, genius advertising. Unfiltered sounds chashav, okay.
Okay. Well, like grape juice, watered down.
Right, the light grape juice, it just means watered down, right. My oven lay... right. Lower sugar content. Okay. My avidlei lechudei. What am I going to do with plain sediment? Lamizdabinli. So the Gemara answers, but Balabai says, if you're a reseller, you're right. When it's mixed in, so just like you bought it with sediment, you can sell it with sediment. But if you're using it, you don't want the sediment in your food anyway. You want clear oil. So that's the difference. The fact that you didn't mix it in, it's like you're a moichale to me. This is Rabbi Lishitasi, the less the Mechila, it doesn't hold a Mechila. Now, we don't assume that a guy is trying to, business, this is Rabbi Lishita. Business is business. It's not, nobody's trying to be nice in business. They're there for.
To make money. To get you.
Not to get you. They want to be fair, but they don't want to lose. They're not doing favors, okay? It's a business. It's a 100%. Different thing. As the Mishnah says, Machal is a Tzemed, if you sell. The tzemet is like where they hitch up, it's the hitch for the two cows that are plowing, okay? So lo machalas a bakar doesn't include the cows, right? A lot of times they show you a picture of like a desk, and you see the computer on it, this says this does not include the computer, right? Like they have to tell you that. So it's the same thing, if they're selling a tzemet, it doesn't mean it's including the cows. Machal is a bakar, if he's telling the cows, well, machal is a tzemet, the hitch for the cows, it's sold separately, okay? Rav Yehuda Aimer, right, a battery sold separately, you always have to mention that. Rav Yehuda Aimer, no, how dumb it might be, you could figure it out from the price. Okay, it's that house. So, Amr, the Mechar Litzim, he says, sell me the hitch, Bim Asayim Zuz for 200 Zuz, a W Dosh, and a Tzemet, Asayim Zuz, no, a hitch never cost 200. The fact that he's saying, sell me the Tzemet, it means the whole package, because it's clear from the price. Chamar Me'en Adam Raya, proof, you can't prove anything from amount of money. Why? Because what do the Chachamah say? They say, maybe you're a generous guy. I don't know. Maybe you're a guy who likes overpaying for things. So we don't question people's behavior when it comes to money. He says, no. Nobody's here doing favors. If I need a tzemet, and I'm paying over the amount that's enough to include the cows, it means with the cows. It's understood. Okay, that's the machlokes. So comes out, L'divrei Chachamim, Asur La'arv Shmarim, you're not letting him mix in sediment. The hainu time of the kabbal. That's why he's not accepting it. If you want to mix it in, now you weren't allowed to. So I'm not taking the loss either. Amalir Papa Baya Adraba. If anything, the opposite. Ibchum is that, but the opposite makes more sense. The Dimmer Chamim, Mutra Lavishmar. According to the Chamim, you should be allowed to mix in the sediment. Fine time, Adulam Kabal. Why is he not accepting? Amdulam, Adulam, obviously, because it's the other way around. Oh, you didn't mix it in. That means Achuleachlessly, just because they hold that people are nice in business. Uh-huh. That's the difference. People are nice in business. And if you didn't mix it in, that means because you're giving it to me for the, you're just going above and beyond. But according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda, you're not letting mix in sediment. Find a time the makabel. That's why it's accepted. So then, if I'm not allowed to, so then I'm also not accepting on it. And basically, right, meaning you're telling me that I can't add in the oil. The sediment in this oil, and you're telling me, and so then, and you don't want to accept it as the loss either. So zavin vizavin tagrikri is a very important thing. Buying and selling at the same price, you call them a merchant. What kind of merchant is that? Yeah. It's an expression, but that means basically, if there's a, you can't make it up on volume if there's no profit. Uh-huh. That's not gonna. That doesn't work. Okay, all right. Tana, we learned echad lekef echad mafkid. Whether you're purchasing or you're giving as pikatim, lipkatim. There's pikatim, which means that there's seeds and stuff that floats on top of the thing. Okay, it's expected. My lipkatim, ile mekech, idilakech, lo mekabu pikatim. Just like a buyer won't accept that you have, that there's grain on top of the oil. So mafkin, nami, lo mekabu pikatim. Same thing by the mafkin. The lemele piktach my avidlu. Okay, basically, so that doesn't make so much sense because you could just argue it. What is this doing here? Okay, if you gave it to me with it or you didn't give it to me with it, what's the story? Elokehegedim mafkin mekabel katan, just like by katan. It's expected that there's going to be, apparently there's carinium or seeds that would be floating on top of the, that would be floating on the oil. Okay, they had seeds mixed in with the oil. So therefore, the same thing by a buyer. So in other words, whatever is the rule for Bekadim, that there's a certain amount of pits, you know, olive pits that are included. So that's the case here as well. Since when does a buyer accept that? Avatanya Reb Yudah Aimer Lo Amru Shemen Achor Ela LeMeicher Belvad. Only a seller, you know, is entitled or gets like muddy oil. Okay, you're not clear oil because Shara Lekech, because the buyer Mekabel of Lego Mechza Shmarim. He below Pekatim because basically. The buyer is already discounting a lug and a half for every 100 lug of the sediment. Look, I'm not taking the sediment and I'm not taking the pits, and that, you know, and therefore I'm getting less than what I'm buying to taking that into account. So only the seller has that situation. So Lukasha the Yavle Zuzi Tishrei depends when you're paying. Okay, if you're paying the money in Tishrei. Okay, you're getting on Tishrei prices, which is the cheaper prices, because Shakol Minei B'Nissan, and you're taking it in Nissan. Kimida de Tishrei. You should be getting the measurement of Tishrei. Had Yavle B'Zuzi B'Nissan, when you're paying in Nissan, because Shakol Minei B'Nissan, and you're taking it in Nissan, Kimida B'Nissan, it's with the Nissan measurement. In other words, if you that's the season, it goes by. So in other words, the pricing of Tishrei is the pricing, the cheaper pricing, which includes the all this junk that's in the oil, okay? And when you're taking it in Nissan, after everything settles, and then you're getting purified oil, then it's a different price, and that different price. So if you're paying on the cheaper price, then your expectation is to get the bad price, the lower quality. If you're paying the more expensive price, yeah, you can't have your cake and eat it. That's the bottom line. All right, right. Stop over.